went to Germany and he studied the classical languages. And he knew Greek, Latin, Arabic, the other words. And he was going, and he knew everything. The only thing we have for him that's commonly used is the paper on history for the Rambam, which he retranslated from the original Arabic. And he pointed out many mistakes.
One of the daughters, matter of a single, happened to be. Another daughter,
Rebbe and Rav Putner, and the Rav and one other, were all in Berlin 10 times. All were in Berlin for all the same time. And obviously, that was the place to be at that time. The place we now is here, right here. I heard about last night, I hadn't heard it before. I always tell people that they're thinking of changing positions, changing careers, changing achievements, changing viewers, changing everything. They're going to be better somewhere else. No. Sometimes they're right, you have to make a change. But my first response is not to make any change. People think the grass is always green on the other side of the fence. It's usually not true. But last night someone put it into a vort. It goes as follows. We quoted from the Chon Rasmus. There was some time who wanted to leave the Chon Rasmus to learn in Rasmus. But there was a couple of times. He really wanted to do it for personal use.
Very distinguished
professor here today, Thomas Coughlin, who was also a professor at the university. His father was Jacob Freiman, and Jacob Freiman was the son of the Israel Mayor Freiman, who was the son-in-law of the Orphan Air. In fact, the Yippus, the Yippus of the Orphan Air, there was Jacob Etzinger, who was considered the great Torah scholar of Germany in time. And Rav Chaim Freiman was a scholar of note, and he wrote a very interesting thing, the whole historical development of how I wanted to see for the original question of what, when the Arabs and the Jews came together, which I'll tell you about. The mail I thought had 400 pages there. But then most of Friday, it was only to major chunks of this kind of whole thing, then we got there. But the major chunks of the thing was very good, and I want to share something with you about it. He has a nephew in my shul, so I know about him. Friedman, who's now a member of our congregation, who's our nephew. And he tells me that, unfortunately, this gentleman who wrote the paper in Marrakesh and Tavshin Hay, in November 44, unfortunately was killed about 3 years later in a convoy going up to the Hebrew University campus, which was then situated in Mount Scopus, Harakosir. In those days, it was the waning days of the British mandate that a daily convoy would take the Jews through the Arab section from, I guess, maybe from Shah Mandelbaum or somewhere right in that area, up in Ashura or whatever, through the hospital, Sheikh Jarrah, and all of the districts they had to go through, all the way up to the Mount Scopus. And unfortunately, one day, the Arab troops came and killed everybody. Despite the UN, despite the British men, and they just came and killed everybody. He never belonged to Kabbalah, that tragedy. But the Baruch Hashem, his memory lives on, and this wonderful paper he has about Eros and the Jews. So we talk about it in some way. And so this is all the other things that we will discuss before we get to the Jews and God. Okay? That's our way of introduction today. Rabotai, he was speaking on Thursday about the Tachanas Shum. Tachanas Shum. Let's review what Maholos Rashi ben Akama initially, before the Takana, and what the Takana was after the Tashima Tatalma. The Maholos Rashi ben Akama is Hailam Shat and Samarna from Zion of Alam. Tana Rabbana, we pass from the Chachamim, that Lo Docha Abal with Barim Halolam. What case are we talking about? And we're talking about a case in which of Erisin, the Rashi learns, the Rambam, the Rif, the Ramban, Erisin, once it's the Suwan, it doesn't talk about, of course, the Baal is off immediately. Because after all, once it's the Suwan, it's a complete marriage, and the complete marriage is off on everything. Or should we say no? That's not the Rashi learns, Rabbi Natama, the Baal. Or after we say no, referring to a case after there's a complete marriage, so by right, the husband should be off on anything, but everything. So the night we're afraid of what we call an Umdina. What does Umdina mean? A psychological understanding that the person would not want to give the money to his daughter and son-in-law unless his daughter can have some benefit from it. If she dies before she ever sees a penny of it, so he probably never meant to give it to the Rabbeinu Tam Ben Shach. That's the Ikar Adin. Within this Ikar Adin, there's a big controversy. What happened if we did an actual opinion? We saw in the Hagos Mordechai, Reish Pei Zayin. If you did what we call our Kablan, or a Mashkin, or some other thing of this nature. Are you, would the Rabbi Natan say the same thing in that kind of a case or not? Rambo quotes it. Now everyone's just going over. Nah, Baruch Hashem, we can talk in terms of here, take a look. Open up. Give them news gimbal, right? $3. Here we can open up and see what it says. Okay. The very first one of the Ramah, page Sadi Chet in this print. Stand the print. Apostate Mol to Katana or Levito. The Kingsa, and it was Nisuan. The Hakap, Mesa, Abbas, Madail, or nothing. Never get the money to the son-in-law. Yes, Shalmir, Shazokha, Ben Abal. Sarah, please don't know call my department. Who says so? Rashi, Barambam, Baran, Ramodachai, there's a real lover. Remember we had him? He argued under Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan, Pirish, Lozochum, and Abal. When we call up, Safek, we call this ourselves in the Mordechai. Lomaskina, Mamonim, and Ab. If the Ab has it, he keeps it. If the Baal has it, he keeps it. So the big question, whether the Tfisat HaBaal works here, how can it work? Why should it work? Tfisat HaBaal, if letters are suffix, does not work. I mentioned the whole long day shmur about this question, which is in the next page, we'll see it soon. Okay, let's continue in the Ramah. One of the sources he calls over here is Tafei. What does Tafei mean? You don't know? Who? Truma Tadesh. Shin Tafala. Umari. Usher Bagos Maimu. Now, what? Again. When we call out Tafei, when I see him, I'm on him, and I'm called Man Shlobo, Pa, Nakan, Priyada, Chos. Mordechai Peres Nara. That's the last of Mordechai we saw on Thursday. Afilu Bori, they shlish Mikoa Shnea. Even if it came to a third party who's holding the money on behalf of both of them. The Yesh Omrim, the Bolian Shlish, Zokobah. Some say if it comes to a third party, you are Zokobah. The Chain, in Hamid Lo Arvus, the son of God's Mordechai, the Kabbal Kinyan, with Orez, you also, the Baal will get it. Abba below that, Afilu Osa, Abba Lov Shdar, the Zuff fund is all of the Nilveh. Yesh lo bon and imena. Children of that. The low Zuff of the hand. Habal. The Baal is still not not Zuffin. The Lord has seen him in Av. Abel is Chosan, the Chosan. The Lord has seen him in Av. The Yachal Omar. Kimli, Kisvara, Rishona. You mentioned before, so I passed my grasp. It is a small, you know, there's a long discussion whether this can be a proof that ordinarily it's a piece of work, whenever you're in doubt, if you grab it, you can hold on to it. Or no, this is an exception. This is an exception. It's towards the end of the book I mentioned, I read to you in Shia last week. It's called the Baal Shach, the Hebrew, or Sam, the Tuffa Kohen, on my Kishoya, the Kach Vilna, Kirz, or Vilna. Vani Yisi also taught basic yeshiva is there. They said that I was there. Because Dakhna Allah the Maitre the Mahani Shisa, the law of Yeshiva Tadet. And there's apparently a fantastic, some kind of a complicated case. A Shisa, in fact, would work. It works over here, it works everywhere. They don't work here because Kali Rafi's right. That's what we're going to do earlier. Okay, this is the discussion. I have to tell you, yes. Given an escrow to the third party to hold on to it. So neither the husband has it or the father, the third party holds on to it. Because then now that the daughter died, what is he giving back the money to? To the father or to the husband? That's a good question. So my question is over here. Is the table called Nachlas Shiva? Can you hear me? Maybe you never heard of it. It's a very important statement. I mentioned it on Thursday. The Nachlas Shiva has all the stirrup. Whatever shtar you want to have is 49 simonim. And every shtar that was commonly written, he has over here. Who is an Afa Shiva? A Talmud of the Taz. I lived a long time ago. Taz was up during Tach Matas. The Taz was used to make a chapter 3. Yeah, I'm talking about the U.S. Bond today. Tach Matas was there in the 1648-49. Right. The Taz was very sick. Someone said that the sons go to the chapter 3 of the magical miracle cure. The sons went to the chapter 3 somewhere in the sun. Because of that, they saw the rumor that the child believed in chapter 3. I found it very hard to believe. I can tell you that faith healers and some things that are. Everyone runs to a faith healer, everything else, when they give up and everything else, they believe in anything. I said that major Hasidic rabbis. I can't mention the name, but I won't mention the name. One for sure I know. A major Hasidic Rebbe, living in Eretz Yisrael, somebody from this area, went to tribal business to try to give him a healer, faith healer. The Rebbe threw him out.
But a lesser rebbe could have said, okay, so do your magic. You take your loyo and loyo, it won't hurt. The next thing you know, oh, the rebbe's a believer in, he got that new guy who was some kind of miraculous power, supposedly. Instead of the Tiber's sons went to this Shabbat, he was not proved in any way, shape, or form, has believers in that the Shabbat is Mashiach, has to show. He needs some historical backup. So it's not so Shiva, but the Talmud of the Taz, he merely lived, let's say, 300 years ago, something like that, approximately. So he, he backed out. But remember we saw in the, well, what happened to Zakaniya? So it was supposed to be in the Gemara. But remember the Kedushi Anshei Shem on the Mordechai, he said that they, later on in the Shul, they accepted it. Like, he said, well, they kind of saw it backed out. We'll get there. There's some Iker Adin. No, that's different. It's two issues. No. Rabota. The question becomes, there is a piece over here in the Dave and Afa Shiva. One half second to find the right turn. Where's the other one? Just give me a minute. Oh, Kabbalah. I believe it's a Shiva Kabbalah. Where the, the Nachas Shiva has to, he gives you the text, but he has a lot of lumbus in the back. So it happens to be referring to a text that's called the Star Chatzi Zohar. I mentioned this to you, I think, on Thursday. Did I not? You want to give your daughter a half a share compared to what your son gets. Remember that? So you obligate yourself for $1 million, et cetera, et cetera. That's called Star Chatzi Zohar. We'll discuss that later as we go. Simon Chalfal for Nachas Shiva. So in the back, and what we call Oz Gimel, is a long piece, not that it covers more than two full pages in the paper, about this Gemara narrative, this process of Mem Zayin and Aleph, Tana Rabbana. A whole piece about this, the Mordechai, etc. It discusses the question of whether it makes a difference that you have a king either through the medium of a Mashkin or a Kavlan or any of this nature. And he raises my point. Bok should be matched to the national shiva. If you say that Kenya makes a difference, there's always a Kenya. There's the remark of Exodus to Bela and Bay, Pasuk is Zel of Zel, Kamad of the Bishop, Kamad of the Bishop, Umdu Bishishu, Hain, Hain, Azari, Nu, Azim, Ramira. But there's always a Kenya. So what's going to make a difference? Is this Kenya an additional Kenya? Then he goes back and forth with the principle of Zim, Ramira, fly here, wouldn't it fly here? You want it for your information, you want to look it up, it's not for Shiva. On this page, the entirety of Dr. Moon Hay's volume, and even a little before, a little bit after. Just bring it to your attention, those who want to look it up. Okay, let's now discuss for the moment the Kakonis. So let's discuss the Iker Adin. The fourth Kakonis, he goes into the Gemara Kondor at the time, even though there was a Nisuin, the Baal's not Zoka, so there was a Hanoah, the part of the daughter. There is a Hanoah, she's Zoka, and he's open everything immediately. That's the Iker Din of the Gemara. And although Rabbi Tam is a big, not closest, most is over against Rabbi Tam. Nevertheless, Rambam passes halacha that if the Rabbi Tam, if the father has the money, he may keep it. He can keep the money. But most of the Ukim of one of the Chesed is Mori, perhaps Rabbi Tam is right. Yeah. Once she gets any Hanoah for a minute, then the Iker Din of the Gemara, it all belongs to the husband. If she dies, it all goes to the husband. Well, he has it, presumably she has no Hanoah, because the father always has it.
Well, I say that he is part of the
That's a good question. Should we even split? That's a good question. So whatever he gave, he gave. He didn't give it in yet. Why? According to the Rabbi, according to the Tommy, he would not give it anymore. According to Rashi, he could give it more. He promised the money to give it. That's why I said that came in July and Benjamin and told me about it. I don't know. Then he called me up. In the hands of Allah, she's never had any Hanoah. I imagine that once it's in the hands of Allah, the right to assume that she had Hanoah. If the will came to the house. So let's say you said, well, I never unwrapped it. It's still sitting lying in the box. There's still a ribbon around the outside. She never had Hanoah because it's down in that chair. How do you help? I mean, once it's sometimes you would be sat on every chair, be put on every ring, and whatever. No, Rashi is what he's doing, doesn't talk about. Right there, I'm off. Yeah, could have had enough problem. Right. Yeah. One of the time we hold on, these are the first. One of the time, what's he doing? What's he doing there? Back to Ramon. Suppose that after all, we assume that during that interim time, either she had a no or she could have had a no. Being killed, suppose that imposed with the veto, all is no then. That's what God's Mordecai. The post doesn't say that. God's Mordecai added that the son dies and the father of the son gave money, he can get his money back also. This is never given yet. All the Zikir are in the time of Chachmei Torah. Until now, Zikir is in, not such a Takana Shum. The Avn, for Nassan, Avn, the Dunya, in Neto, Isha, O Ha'ish, don't forget, it's equal. Tov, Shana, Rishona, below Zera Kayama, both are controversial. The only works with no children. Kol Zera Kol La'av, his or her father. All the Yorcha Amei, his or her Yorick. The Eshonim, which is the source of God's Mordecai. All the Av Rishona Shnia, Yav Zeruch Katsi on the Dunya. The whole the first year, everything the second year here. The Kain Aminik Posh from Dina Zelu. The Zorazim then Zuzekit Akonat Hilo Shum. The left side of the Talmud is the Zeragola, who's Shum? Spira, Vermaiza, Magenta, it's what the page of Magenta. Look at the famous Greek Hilo. The Dasa Mashu Be'en Kosa. Ama Mashu Shahosi O Neva Kosa. Ama Mashu Bizbiz Yaka Mosa. Raka Shahosi Kurosa. That you'll ask by the word Kurosa. You can't illegally use the money after her death. Period. That's the name of the Shahosi. Now we got it straight. This is the Shahosi. Yes.
After the first
Yes. We assume it's only for no children. Okay. Now, let's take a look at the cult of Mechokin. He came first. He didn't give it on his feet. The first Mechorish on the Shulanoza, we use the inside, the cult of Mechokin. And then the outside is later. That's how usually works. Rashi gives before Tosis, Haz before the Mogan Arola, the basic contemporary, and the Ma before the Shach, and the Yosef before the Vav. You get the inside track has to come first. That's how it usually works. The hot well, fourth person, the hot well, above those. You win pole. Who gets the pole position? Right? They got it? Huh? Whatever. That's how it usually works. The chiat of the pumping right is followed. Pump base. The chain, I'm in a question from Dino Table. The feed there. Ask him low lifts of its noyim. Mash and noggle lifts of its noyim. Quote. Mahmas Idur Uktat Yomat Rakona Shum, end quote. Havit Yuzifta, Mayaka Shakama Minik Posh, Kipu Alayam Takona Shum. The Afri is so many to some in the Kain Kap Posh. That's the following Paul Takona Shum. He didn't say it, it works anyway. And he said over here, I said before, Idur U Kitat. This is the Tukat of Mahoke, the Tukat of Bait. Tukat of Bait. Now, yes, sir. Which one? Moshe don't say nothing anymore. Nothing. Do you follow a copy of Real Tanoim now? I didn't get one yet. I want to get a copy of a Real Tanoim. No, Moshe don't say nothing anymore. What? Right. This one's fine? I don't think so. It's been about all super. I don't think it's fine. I wanted to get out of Brooklyn, I forgot, but Thursday I'm trying to get a copy of it. Where would it be in a regular? I mean, I want to see what they print today, I don't want to see the paper. I want to see what's on the marketplace.
How far back does that go? He didn't originate it.
Yes, he did. I think so. Moshe said it was kind of joking that it's not before the wedding.
he irritated the executive ago, and then he said nobody's ever used the old one?
No! See, they still use the old stuff. They still use those stuff. I just don't have the I don't have access to the future. I got to get it.
People get back
to the old one. Most people use a much that I know. He uses a much that use nothing. But I've been at the place where they have an Arab tablet. They have a whole shebang. They have a whole reason that they go for the regular time, where it says not with either of the sad yom and the kona shuv. Or the wedding. No, it can be done even at the night of the wedding. I've seen it done. Huh? It's a buzzer.
What a great
place.
Is that still meaningless
when
the statement says anything done right before the wedding?
I don't think it's meaningless at all. It's very meaningful. It's why? It's every sign of meaningless.
They back out in the next 5 minutes.
So that aspect is meaningless. What if one of the couple dies within 2 years and they want the money back? Well, I mean, it happens. We like to say we have all these long lives. I may have had Shana. But it's happened in this world that a person has died within 2 years without a child. It's happened. Well, either we don't want to think about it. Those who happen to us are people today. But it happens even today. A model class, all the accidents, anything can happen. So presumably, if you write this to him, not for either of the times the other person is binding. You have to give the money back. I presume it's binding. It's not. That's as far as either. But we're going to come down to the cat in a moment. But let's first see the general issue of what the person has to know. What must be written down for it to submit the work? Lose it, you lost it, but it's both parts of it at the time, it's binding, yeah? That's what that Tosafot said. Since the meaning was Poshin in his Medina was Poland, and everybody wrote it, even if you didn't write it in the Tanayim, it's Chal anyway. Can I mean it Poshin? We have a general rule, the Kibblu Aleim Takon Hashum. Remember we saw, where do we see this language? I think it was in the Shulchan Yivorim, no? That's why Arusa Migra Din Zagor has a Ksuba. This is the Minig of Medina knows it, but they never wrote a Ksuba for Arusa. So he's marrying Al-Daz HaMinig. Now Al-Daz HaMinig, she's an effective miracle to Ksuba during Eretz. What's the Shulchan Yivam said that? Mordechai said that. The Shulchan Yivam said that. No. You're right. But this Lashon, the Minig of Medina, works. I think that was in the Shulchan Yivam. I think so. Let's take a look together. Let's open up the Shulchan Yivam and do it then. Similar kind of expression. Even though he doesn't know about it, it's finding anyway. That's what I'm trying to get at. That does not say the favorites in the Rabbi Yoh. Right.
No.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right. Slow. The Shulchan Yivam, what did that talk? In the old Allah, page 30. We read it together on Wednesday. Below Shamana bin Kromos Alola Meola Nishagava Ksuba Lishish in its arm of the Shatair. Words in Shatair in a bracket. See, it can't miss. It's only words in brackets in all patterns. The Shatair. The Fala Ma'arsi bin Osean Alza Tamidin Ma'arsi Nosa. When a woman marries in the Selva Sutra Gibora, even though she never formally forgives the Ksuba which is coming from Iker within the Gemara of the Shatair. But since she gets married to Al-Daz HaMinig HaMedina, she doesn't know about this. She doesn't know the right thought. It's almost like in a field of the call, she might have said. She doesn't know she's telling the truth there. She knows the HaMinig HaMedina is not to collect it. It still works. It's Al-Daz HaMinig. The similar to the Tavik Matoke. If a person gets married in Poland in this day, so he got married Al-Daz the Takona Shuk. But that's the Minig Poshin in Poland. And therefore, even though he doesn't really know much about it, it wasn't written in the document, it's binding anyway. So writes the Tzeltzus Mechokin. The impression I got from the Tzeltzus Mechokin was that even if you don't know anything about it, it's still binding. So I read, let's read it together again, how they call it. Let's read it together one more time. We'll read it again. The whole thing is two lines. And I made it possible to the table. Let's read it again. Plug base. See, there are some lonists of the Tznoyim. The The Afi Soma is not in the Kapwa. So is that way. You don't say anything, it's binding no matter what. Right? Is that how you read it from the Kapwa? That's how I read it. Even if you don't know anything about it, it doesn't make a difference.
Is that so exactly?
Yeah, but isn't it obvious the Kapwa doesn't know that?
No.
No. Everyone knows the minute.
Everyone knows the minute?
Yeah.
Okay. So
everyone knows the dual of the thing. Everyone knows the
dual. Okay, so we're right. Yes, presumably, brother gets a good deal. People get a good deal. Plus, Gala gets a good deal. There's a good deal anyway. It all goes back to that. That's California.
The best thing about
not give the product part, give it nothing, no? You mean like a wedding gift? Huh, I give you a wedding gift, the wedding bank said I want the money back. Get it? I give a couple of wedding gifts, I give them pots of pen. Now, the couple breaks up, she goes back to her mother, let's say, he goes back to his mother. I want my pots of pen back. I don't think it works. I think that's I don't think it works. That's double check. Jason brings a big challenge. Right? It's a big problem. You're getting that for thousands and thousands of dollars. And then they're getting breaks up. And very often they'll say, I want my ring back. It's just they're not going to give it to you. And they have all this player and the fight and the risk like that. They have to bring up the game and fight out the ring. I mean, I would tell Tom and Mar and say, you that you better get back to this. The daughter of the father. No, any gift. All gifts should be returned, in my opinion. I'm not thinking of this, but moral, I would say. But I've been in case of the fighting of the gift. Fighting. Even in the case of the marriage broke up, that was true. The marriage broke up, and there was shortly after the wedding, and there was fighting about what about the engagement. What other thing?
After their
marriage. Yes, after their marriage, it was against the law. Find out these things. A lot of them are supposed to be good. I don't know what happened to them. They came close to me.
Yeah, but if they got gifts for the wedding, they break up, they split it.
I don't know what they're supposed to do. Could be able to split. Could be.
Okay, doesn't everything go in the head?
Might be because we should have a violin.
Yeah.
Could be. So it could be like kind of the kid of a Nadan. It doesn't go up to her a little. It was given. The fact she brought, could be that was his friend. But his friend was gay, I'm serious. That's what he brought a text for to the wedding. But her friend's gay, I'm serious. That could have a lot, maybe, a double check of an Adana effect of coming from her friend. Use the friend with her. How many people are there in those cases? And once they get divorced, they barely even let me do a friend. But let's go back to the interview. The Beit Shmuel, however, says different chat than I thought about. That's why I wanted to point out the nuance. The Beit Shmuel is still talking to the trial. Beit Shmuel came right after this and talked to the father. The Chayn and Minik Pasha from Dinas Eilu. That's the Beit Shmuel. The speed there, you ever seen the play? Almost verbatim. The speed there. Our field on this of its nine. Master Minik Lissel and Bapu Dinu Kap. Yamo to the Kona Shu. Avi Kilo and Nifta, Kain Kogasu, Kotelsu, Mepoka. Verbatim. Okay, Kamasha Bizarke Moshe, Simon Hay. Then he adds more. The Simon Kala Nose, Aldaz, Minigu Nose. That's also okay. That we thought this was the Gibbara. Then he adds the final the killer. Miu, the Afkar, the Huyo, Zea, Haminig, the Moshe Kosovar, Ashbor, the truth. That he has to know the Minig in order to say that he, when he married her, he realized that he has to give it back within the first 2 years if she would die. But if he didn't know the minute, he is a certified Amharic, comes with an absolute certification, doesn't know anything, he never had anything to do with any Jewish marriage, he doesn't know anything, comes with the Medina, the MBB, according to the patient, according to the Celtic Mapoke, according to the way I interpret the Celtic Mapoke, is binding anyway. No cell, that's a minute to know that. According to the patient, more than last line, it would not apply to him. And now I have a tremendous time now. Tremendous time. I looked in the Rashi. I wasn't lazy. I looked it up. It's Simon Elif Samachet, 1068. How do I know? the big bucky. I think the Dark Emotion probably looked there. Not the second in the Rambo, they caught Dark Emotion too. Then hey, something, call me to look there. I looked it up. Where's what? Where's Rajba? The Dark Emotion, he calls it Simon Nunhe. Where's Simon Nun Gimel now? Baby. He calls Dark Emotion, the base school for that one is Simon Nunhe. And I looked it up, I counted the subject. Now, if you have a tour, I'll look it up, I don't have it right now. It tells you, you have it with you? And he tells you to look at the Rajba, Simon Elam, Samache. I looked it up, I have it too with the Rajba in my, I got it for a wedding present. Too with the Rajba. I looked it up. You know what it says? Nothing of the sort. Nowhere in the Tzuvot, you can look at the Tzuvot, we have it here. Nowhere in Tzuvot there are supported to say that if the person doesn't know about the meaning of Medina, that it's not bonding on him. The Pliya Tzuma on the Beit Shmuel, and I believe it's still even a Dark Emotion, I don't have it in front of me, and they can attribute this to the Tzuvot, the Rajba, he never said it. Get me a Dark Emotion. I would say in America today, there's no way we can apply the principle that the meaning of noise is so widespread. Maybe by students, but by non-students, they often don't even have some of these emergent noise, don't say anything. I very rarely in my life seen a full-blown noise where it says, not much speeder with cop, yellow, that can confront it. Almost never. He would no longer say it as an automatic thing. But they signed it. They wrote it. Okay? If they didn't sign the presumption, you could argue it wouldn't be binding. I don't believe that. Yes, so. says, he says, no man should marry me, he doesn't know that. Don't say either way. I thought that they should move up to the Yatsuma. So that's what they don't know anything about.
You might be saying, because you pointed out that it's dark and tall and tall, but there's always common knowledge.
Could be right. the Kabbalah. It says. No mention is made of the year, they don't know about it. They'll say either way. That's what they shmooed up to the Yatsuma. So that's what they don't know anything about
it.
Around about, Perak Yud Vog. Daf to be sure they are Takana. that Nai Bezdin came into this Chalish Akara Shah. And this is put after the Shah's field in, who knows, year 500 or so. And after that, you know, to own it, and Christians, they're going to live in the 800, 900. Doesn't make a difference. It's not automatic. View. Also, the same with Rosh. Rambam, I have a Muslim chain, which I think is from the parish of Tazlan. All the most possible in the child of Tazlan, and Ellen came the other speaker that go on it. Basha, I think it's the whole year for all. I mean, I'm Asho, Nifta, Kidizim, Kinifta, Dami. I was Meram, Baba Dalam, Basha, I think it's the devil's mother there. It's Basha, I think it's Amino. Asho, Nifta, Kinifta, Dami. Rosh, Perkis, Kiyos, Isha, oops, not the fifth verse, the sixth verse, Sinari, right? What's our rule? That's not the fifth verse, Sinari. Six, seven, eight, nine, 11, 12, 13, that's Sinari. Rosh, Perkis, Kiyos, Isha, Kost of the Terem in the top, the gold is Minam the top, and this is the coast in the top, you have to write it down. Write it down. And others say, Tachmanis, Tachmanis, for the comments above the comma, Kost of the Rosh, Kost of, Misalpulin, Jinnah the Kaka, the Dora, so the Jinnah the Shad, Hold for Masal, Matan, Bohem, Amiki Gamla the Arabia. What Gamla the Arabia? Did you hear it? Can you translate it to me? Camels of Arabia. Look at that, Son of Zion and Manala for both sides. Subhan. Son of Zion and Manala. The fifth wide line. Rabbi Yochanan, Zumalam Shal Arabia, Isha Dova Purnamayam. Camels in Arabia are like Karka in effect. They're like Karka. Why? Why? Since everybody does their business with camels in those days, that was the main thing of the use of your trade, camels back and forth. That was the equivalent of Karka. So the Rosh then says, maybe we should say that the Talmud today, I like Kaka, Liki, or Adina Gemara. You don't need to go to the Golem anymore. Because the Rosh is telling already, everyone's doing what they could, they don't forget the joy of your maximum, wouldn't let Jews on any land. Because they became money lenders, the traders, so they weren't allowed to own any real estate. So obviously, that from that time on, the main mastermind was movable. Because they couldn't own any immovable. So many of these things are the equivalent of Arabs in of camels in Arabia. Right, that's a possibility of the Russia. We've got to make some discussion whether it's because they're not going to go. Anyway, but if it's a conduct of all of them, it suggests you can let you know about it and not buy it. That's but if it's a Sase, the Koran Medina, then it is buying it. That's all. That's why the position is called the Elizabeth Kishmur. In the relates to Tekhanah Shuv. Same idea. If everybody knows about it, then it's binding. It's granted throughout the world. So you happen to not know about it, then it's binding anyway. But if something is not universally accepted and you don't know about it, then in fact it's not binding, even though most people would happen to observe it. That's the impression you get from the whole thing put together. It's a good question. However, this is all you're calling yourself, everything is doing. That's the problem. In America, it's a one big mishmash, a melting pot. Rabotai, I have to say one more thing. The only time Rabotai, listen carefully, as I said before, the only time the Beis Shmuel presumably is correct in America today, at least, because we don't, it's not accepted throughout the entire country. But if you didn't know about it, it would not be binding, is if you didn't write it in the Bible. I said before, if you do write it in the document, then it should certainly work. I would say, I didn't know what I was signing. Classical problem. I didn't know what I was signing. Let's turn to the Ramah. End of Simon Samuel. Simon Samuel. Did you give him? Last Ramah Samuel. And we're seeing from page two cats in a day. Ramah said, you hear? Lopin Abba Oret, present company excluded. Shabal Garrett, do you all ever see the place? The last Ramah on top of us. Ever see this?
Yeah.
Lopin, no? Ever have this? Lopin Abba Oret, Shabal Garrett, the Omar Akakaf Shalohaven Masher, Kalkan Shalom of the Siddur. This is the standard. Eino Nema. The Vadai or Aidim or Kosma Mashal or Aidu before of Silapa. Undoubtedly, there's no question about it, that the Aidim would not sign a document until they told the Samaritans what it was getting themselves into. Slowly. So what if the Aidim don't know? That's the first question. See, how can you do that? How can you imagine this? Take a look over here. The Makaba says, welcome, Shem, if you and Lachman are still there, and we and Lahoy, Loyasa, Misha, and the elders, look, I can't read, have any sign. There's nobody to put a sign to. Oh, depends who you talk. So I, in Manama Sada Kiddush, I told you, I have the person with the way to read it together with me, and then we explain what's going on, and fine. But unfortunately, many other rabbis have been asked, I have no idea what he's signing, they don't know what's going on. No, it's stupid to work, but they don't like it. Big problem. So this is the source of the Shimon Terazim. Shimon Tuff, Brad, and Tuff Tuff. My mom tells me what's going on. Correctly. Now look it up. There, Rabbeinu Meir argues on the right floor. That's who Rabbeinu Meir is. He argues. So why not make a case? Maybe Rabbeinu Meir is right. Or what might say? The man is there. The whole chazak of the Rashba is buckled. Because we see so many times that people, by a tshuva, we see their own eyes. They don't, the pasuk doesn't know, and the Shem Eidim doesn't know. No one knows. You see, the chazak of the Rashba is buckled from a whistle. Well, I tell you the truth, I'm not convinced that this is true. But you see, it could be that the only reason why we're not so makra anymore is how the Eidim understand the tshuva and the pasuk. Because we in America have a standardized form. 200 Luzim and 200 Pukim. We spoke about this already last week. Everyone has the same amount. So that everyone has the same amount. We have a right to assume. But I know, say, I'll not have any good notice. That even if he doesn't know it's lying, it's finding on him anyway. $600 or $6,000, whatever the number happens to be. I don't know whether they in fact have different numbers, perhaps it would not apply. This is very serious, Allah Kalamaisa. So let's say you want to, for example, reintroduce in our society, in our circle, the tznoim. The tznoim, right? The upon the children. So I read in a periodical called Maria, that Rabbi Yashin, the eminent person, certainly a matter that relates to these Indianas, was afraid that the person would not know his time. Whatever you write, he was very good, but he don't know his time. So then it's going to be no good. So the question would be, who cares if he doesn't know his time? This is the character I'm off, and I'm already didn't know his time. So it's binding anyway. So one could explain Rabbi Yashin's position one of two ways. Either the other Rabbeinu Meir, who denies all the truth of the Rashba, but that's unlikely. More likely, probably holds at that point, that the Chazak is bothered. Of course the Rashba was right. In times in which we knew that the Eidim was to read it and understand it, and they would undoubtedly tell the Chazak, no matter how much he knew. But today the Eidim don't read it, the Chazak, no one reads it. They don't read the Tzubah. But they're still not going to read the Tzubah. So rather the Rob, who wrote the article in Maria, then they got and writes back, you know, one could argue Rabbi Yashin, especially in America, where people have a greater desire to know what they're signing. Actually, they're signing religious ceremonies, especially if it's translated into English, and especially if you're going to start with lawyers. Once you start with lawyers already, then it's already trailer. They're not going to show you what you're signing, and they'll just want to find what you're going to come into. And now with witnesses, with our lawyers, things of this nature, where it becomes something which is more serious, that he really would have his chazak and not his son. That's what the person in that Moria. He or Tosin then said. Now, I want to discuss with you the idea of Hakana Shulman of Tak. Not a procedure, which is discussed over here, in terms of what happens if one person dies in the first year or two. Rather, Tak. We mentioned already before, some interpret Tak to mean a case in which the divorce was in the first year or two. That seems to be incorrect Tak. Incorrect Tak. I want to show you the source of this Tak. You have a question?
Yeah.
Mean in the say Shmuel and the Kavod Kavod. What do the words Kav mean? What do the words mean? So it's like this. I'm reading to you now from the Alter Apostle, if you want to look it up. This button cup test. Cup test. This button cup test, you know, to Not your fault. So, whether the fight and then the divorce is clear, is it a punishment or not? So he says, the big day answer, right, that's what the bishop will refer to. The Vave, I didn't make tax from other either. Not about the punishment. So therefore, the right to do is tax. And such and such. Such is the big day answer, right. He says, why don't later folks talk about it? Although you but I'm gonna take the context, okay? Why the same favorite? Who we should ask them come up about and I show the guy's about purpose, okay? They're gonna get it. Okay, my toll takono. In Aden they are good low you trust in the garrison. In the snag of email can be at that corner. Right the feature if through my name or some snare. Because it's in the spacium and I guess enough more to look up the road that was that list. I see spacium and we'll get the hero. So they died only by a third party, so they're going to get the divorce or not. Venashir Hadalot. Vachelo is pure, but I can't even start. The word, it's almost irrelevant. It's almost irrelevant. But they have to have a settlement with the divorce anyway. You can't do the divorce the wife against the will. That's what he said. That's what the big day yes, as it's called by the Shishu and by the Alter Apostle. Now, they put a Beit Shlomo over here, the next time. Beit Shlomo said like this, that the BBS is totally wrong. You tell me that this happened in the first year, I'm not sure it's similar to some, I'm going to find out the topic. Even though you're right, not going to do the past year, except on the show. All right, the past down there, except on the show. Just to throw on more, etc., etc. Yeah, after Gerishin. For cause of the Napa Shiva now, the Takana Shun the Tat to Indian Aper. Below the Tashmuni Aksuba Mahula. Has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with whether the Zunya goes back and still gets paid. Nothing to do with that at all. It's totally different. What is it? So the footnote Yud, he tells you that they all misunderstood, and then they slow-mo drive, he looked it up as an act of shiva, I won't look it up at the front of me. That's the big thing I understood that he understood that act of shiva was, that they fight in the first 2 years of the divorce, what should happen in the dance? You look, it's an act of shiva. You see, as they make slow-mo drive, and they were all the drive, who's the Ra'om? Sutta Ram Magolius. But they're right. What are they right? The Bikkat is like one of Eretz, behind you. Hey, you snuggled, she ain't the rope of other even not Makkat. Ask me a double you were in the bedroom. The Sakon is the two without the two of the Nusra Hashanah Makkonis, the few minutes of Jesus Ashnas, the race is in test. Vaakri Sakon is the cause of Shama Sakon and Makkat Yidur, he Sakon is Shum, Shalonu, Shushana, Rishana, Vishniya. Alright, it's a fun amount of tablet food. It's a fun amount of eagle food. And it's the news that I smell every shot of the vinegar ash now. So, of course, it's a fun smashing away with my name. It's also the kitchen. Well, my friend, either rich chaps, that's the show. It's two can put on my foot because I call it still a shoe. Behind him, also, that's a fun of the eagle food. It's not a fun of the tablet food. It's an eagle food. Two that is a fun of the one with the other. At all. Absolutely nothing. Therefore, the Bideyesha is wrong. And he misquoted the base of Brian. It's false to the base of Brian. That tap like a one, I'll operate his two and egg is not of the evil tap and aim. I have an apple shiva. You know, the Bideyesha blew it. So what is it, Takwan? What is it in the test? What did he say there? Let me tell you what he said. says, if I have it over here, not Hashem is in the test. Very important. He's referred to all over the place here, but they don't say what it is. I'll tell you what it is. I'll be the Galar Sotah. Here. Look at Ashkenaz. In the Taz Kishal, here it is. It's page 33 if you want to make your sign. In the Taz Kishal, Yatek and Arplomi Anaru, who got from our province, Aizah Zorah, to Aini Apollo Lisbo, who is Bichol Abedin, or Tekev, who the Yad, Eden Law, Asara Zahubin, the Caesar Medon. The moment they have a spirit, they have to leave the house, then they have to give right away 10 zubas for a medon. Okay, Eden Law, Pokodesh, Pokodesh, Messenger, Meak Tach. You have to give every month, subsequently, 10 zubas, as long as it's tach, they're living separately. Supposedly, but there, the Tachitah, Ashayotim, the Gufa, the Yehudim of the Dine, you throw the bed to Shalem. He's required to go to the Torah at their bed in that city. Parentheses. The main bed in the Iran, you throw the bed in that come. Go to the nearby bed. Four, Khalil, the no nearby bed. Over the Dablo, over the Dablo. What does Dablo, what does Dablo mean? Zebulo, that was. The Zebulo, that was. Each party picks a judge, and the two judges together pick a third judge. Tov, Beis, Shruis, Acha, Bakashot, and Imen. The 2 weeks of her claim to him. Now, PM, Yamo, Korib, Bakon, Noga. Acha, Shin, and Fashu, if they make Shalom, Tav, and the Nora, Sloan, is the Beis, Baila. Go back to us and talk. The Bala, no, sir, the other men are no. The Bala, the Gadea, the Tashitea, the Tav, Zivan, the Mokam, Arishan. If they make Shalom. If they don't make Shalom, then the man that said that Ben left to collect his X dollars, will set up like a store, a couple of bars, and let him get divorced for the peace. Relatively. This, the whole clause of this is that it gives Ben an immediate access to the case. He can't just ignore the Ben. But every week that he ignores the Ben, what does he have to pay? Every month that he ignores the Ben, he has to pay 10 zahubin. Now, I checked with my historian. They told me, a 10 zahubin is an absorbent sum. 10 zahubin in Poland, remember the Nafa Shiva, what they told me, according to that, I can't possibly believe it, they told me what an average worker took more than a year to make 10 zahubin. They're going to give a year's salary of the average common worker immediately and per month. That's the guy thinking, hey, the longer I ignore this business, the longer it's costing money. It's an incentive to come to bed, and that way the bed is going to make shalom by it. They have effective reconciliation. And it's not. They have what's the effect of guests. If they want to give a guest, they have a tremendous monetary obligation accepted upon themselves. So apparently, Bezos causes, even though the conditional, outlandish, outrageously high stuff, as long as you say for Bezos causes, it's not a problem, and that's not them. We can do the same thing by us too. So that's a black suggestion, not everyone agrees to their Ramon. That's the old body stroll. That has to double send by everybody. See that the probably never had those quotes, maybe the reference made to Shachar Shadal. Yes? What about what? Good question, I don't know. Yes? Asfari's not here today, so I don't have to worry about it. Yeah? You better tell Asfari, he's going to have to show up now, because every day he's going to have to be part of it. Yeah? Incorporated by reference, you make a reference to some